I want to learn one shtick over here on Purim. That's the Masechta of Megillah. The new mash loyach over here. It's on Amud Kuf Tzadik Vav. The first shtick of Masechta of Megillah, Chelik Beis. Shmuel ben Achmeni posach lo pischa lahai pasha samiochol. More state in Megillah Zoy. Shmuel ben Achmeni, whenever he used to darshan about Megillah, about the Yonim of Purim, he used to start the psiche. He used to always start with this posik. Tachas anatus yala b'roish, tachas asiripad yala hadas. So he darshan like tachas anatus, underneath the natus, yala b'roish. Tachas anatus. Tachas Homan Rosh, instead of Homan Rosh, she also asked me about the Zorah, he made himself the Avodah Zorah. Chsiv v'chol ha'na atutzim v'chol ha'na alulim. So Na'atut refers to Homan Rosh, they made himself into Avodah Zorah. Ya'al b'rosh de Motcha, that refers to Motcha Tzadik. Instead of Homan, we got Motcha instead. Tachas Asiripa, the Tachas Vashti, Harishon, Bas B'noish, and Nimchanetz HaRosh, she sort of refidat Beis Hashem. Asiripa refers to Vashti, which was an ainical descendant of the Muchanetza, instead of Vashti Yalla Hadas, Zu Esther. That's what he dashed in the Pasuk. This is the story of Purim. So my Zoy, without this man Zoy, without this man, all these psiches, whenever you have a psiche, you have an opening, if you, those that give speeches know that a speech is built, that you have a psiche, you have a beginning of a speech. The beginning of a speech is usually entails pretty much the Yisoid of what the speech is going to be about, and then you elaborate throughout the whole speech, and then you have the sequel, and then you have the, and at the end you tie it all in. But the psiche, if you're being paiseach, the psiche with this thing, so obviously he felt that this is the nekuda, this is the point of the Yom Tov of Purim that we want to bring out. This is the nekuda, this is it. So lechayre, what do you see over here? So, okay, it's kind of fine. It's kind of shayne drasha instead of homom. We have mordcha instead of vashti. We have esther. It's gone fine, right? But why is this the yisoid of Purim? The yisoid that he felt it necessary that this is the psiche. Whenever he spoke about Purim, whenever he spoke about Megillah Esther, he always started off with this. He says, Hine, Mordechai v'Haman are zel u'mazeh. Mordechai and Haman were zel u'mazeh. Two opposites. Mordechai are oyev Yisrael b'tachas ahav. Mordechai was a gewaldic oyev Yisrael b'tachas ahav at lid gehad, he loved Yidden. He was most nervous for Eden. Mordechai was willing to give up everything for Klal Yisrael. For Haman, he was signing Yisrael Moed. He was faket. He was signing Yisrael b'tachlos asinne. He was ready to be most nervous for sinne Yisrael. He was ready to give up, to throw away 10 alof mekikah kesef, which was a messias nefesh for Haman, to give away so much money. Machmas sin also of Yisrael because of the sin of Klal Yisrael. Hepech me Mordechai. And that's why the mishpat, it says, what happened was, shebemapola Haman yale Mordechai l'gdula. When Haman falls, Mordechai goes up l'gdula. Why was it necessary to make it for the hapichu? The ganzness, everyone, the hapichu, asher yishpatu ha'yehudim, heimam v'seneihem. Why did the Eibishter find it necessary to be mahapichit? And that would have been ganz groys if you would have said, okay, the Yidden were nitzel, the Yidden were saved. That's what happened all the times. Most of the times, the Yidden were saved, and that's it. There was a gzeir, and Baruch Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, the gzeir was bottled. But over here, the nitzel was nahapich. It has to be punk fakert. Whatever you wanted to do was nahapich of the goyim. You wanted to kill the Yidden killed the goyim. Haman not to kill the goyim, he wanted to become big. So Mordechai took over Haman's position, and Mamre did the exact position. Right? Like Achashverosh told Esther Malki, he named the Mordechai's base Haman. I gave him base Haman. He took over Haman Mamish, right? Haman went down and Mordechai went up. Why was that necessary? Because since Haman and Mordechai were Mamish Zelu Mazeh, there's a Koyach HaKedusha of Mordechai and the Koyach HaTumah of Haman was two opposite sides of the coin. When Haman had a Mapola, right? Because they Yoided Zeh Oile. Then the Koyach of Mordechai automatically is Oile because that's the Hepech HaGomel. V'chein V'ashtu Lom HaFester. Esther is in the Kiyah. Esther was pure, was clean, mevureres, miznus moid, mamish oiz gearbet, clear, there's no, everything was betahare, kiboshis in the gemor, Esther karka oilo moisa. Hainishloi hoyo lo shum tzad negir, verotzmeli nosa achashved, lachashved, even when she taka ended up getting married to achashvedish, was the beginning of karka oilo, she had no enjoyment whatsoever. She gave herself over to achashvedish, bemesir snefesh. Zehu midas Hashem Yisborach Shesoyne Zime. This is the mid of the Eibishter. The Eibishter is the Soyne Zime. Aber Vashti, oh, it's a Stufe Bezime. These are the Kamami Gemor, that's the David Beis. It says the Gemor, the Vigam Nuchanetza, Avi Avi, the Zeta Nuchanetza, she asked me from the Zeta. Her Zeta was also Nishkin Goyis, the Kodesh Vitor. Oh, you happy from the Beis HaMikdosh. He was the happy from the Beis HaMikdosh, with all of us as the feet of the Beis Hashem. He was the happy from the Beis HaMikdosh, the happy of Kedusha, the happy from Mokam HaMikdosh, the happy from the Ashroes HaShchina. The opposite mamash, he wanted to destroy the Mokam of the Ashroes HaShchina. He destroyed Aki, he destroyed the Mokam of the Ashroes HaShchina, the Mokam where the Kedusha of the belt is. Ki Mokam HaMikdosh no ki bezeh, ma'oit. The Mokam HaMikdosh is pure. And this Nekuda, she'ein yoch elizbol shum dva zimet. The Malkam Magdash can't be soivul. Zima Bechlal can't be soivul. There's no can't be soivul any tum and his nus. That's why we had the Kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the Kruvim tried to took the Inyan of the Zoch and the Keva and it brought it out B'Kedusha V'Tahara. The Hepech of Zima. The Hepech of his nus. V'chein me'afah HaMikdash ho'i boitkin ha'soite. And that's why from the afah HaMikdash, when they were boitkin ha'soite, when they made the Me'am Orim to be Mashka Soite, he used Afar HaMikdosh. He used the offer from the Mokam HaMikdosh, from the Beis HaMikdosh, and that's why he avoided the Soite. So why should Mevar take him in the Kiyam Iznus? But that was Mevar, because Afar HaMikdosh was the Hebuch of Zima. And that, when that goes into the Isha's body, it if it can't be soivul, if there's any Zima there, it can't be soivul it, and takes effect. So here you see the Nikudah is like this. The Nikudah is that the Eibishter stelled avek that it has to be for the Hapichu. Because it's not time that Haman made a Gzeire. This was Haman. The Gzeirah of Vashti, this was on the Yisoides of Klal Yisrael and the Yisoides of what Mordechai the Esther stood for. The Nyonim of Kedusha V'Tahara and the Nyonim of Ahavas Yisrael, of Emes Ahavas Yisrael, these are Nyonim that Haman was misnaget to and Vashti was misnaget. This was the Hepech HaGomer. And when they fell down, automatically the Koyach of Mordechai the Esther was Nesaleh. So automatically it has to be Zelul Mazed. That's not the Tzastama Gzeirah. It's a Gzeirah, the Ika Yisoid is from Klal Yisrael. The Yom Tov and Purim was Haman, the Koich Namolik, targeting the Ika and the Kud of Klal Yisrael. And when that fell, the Eibstot geholfen that the Koich Atume for the Haman and Vashti fell, was the Salu automatically, the Koich is from Mordechai Esther. And that's what the position is exactly what Haman had, Mordechai took it over. The Koyach HaKadosh took over the exact thing of the Koyach HaTumah. The Koyach HaTumah tried this way, and Mordechai took over the Koyach HaKadosh. And that's why this was the psicha of Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni, the psicha of Purim. This was the Iki Yisoid of Purim. The Iki Yisoid of Purim is the Nahapichu. It's not Stam, but Nahapichu. Oh, Punk Faket. Oh, not only the Eibishter saved us, the Eibishter would have sold us, Dayenu, but the Eibishter added on even more, that we killed out the Goyim also. Haman's house was taken over by Mordechai. Not Stam, the Geshmak and Ness. It brings out what the Yisoid of the Nes of Purim was. The Yisoid of the Nes of Purim was that the Koyach HaKadosh from Mordechai v'Esther was the Sa'ala Alidei, the Hachlosh being Machlosh, the Koyachis of the Koyach of Amalek, the Koyach of Haman, Vashti, the Koyachis from the Sinas Yisrael, and the Koyachis from Zima. We find this by Amalek also. It was opposite. It's either V'Gova Yisrael or V'Gova Amalek. And over here, the Eibishter is Gehofen, that was the Gavah Yisrael, that's the Nes of Purim. That's the one thing that I didn't know, just know that the Gavah from off after Purim, but the Razin, the meaning was that they sang Shoshana Siyankiv every Shabbat, Shoshana Shudas, not only before Purim, but after Purim, all the Gavah Chodesh Oda, the magazine of Shoshana Siyankiv, by Shoshana Shidas.